Okay, so Bereshus, the Chashuv, the Rishkol, and all the Chashuv people that are here tonight. So really, I was supposed to speak already Parsha Shmos, but I was pushed off every week through Shavuot. There were very important people came to town. So I had 8 weeks to prepare, so Meir will be around 12 o'clock, and everyone can go get their pajamas. So there's really two sugyas of Ein HaShmashes. I mean, the sugya's huge, and it's really a lifetime sugya, something somebody dedicates their life to, and it just goes on and 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 never really ends. But there's two Iker areas that to focus on. One is, what is Ben HaShmashes, and what are the shilas of what makes Ben HaShmashes? The other shilas, halacha lemaisa, what halachas on Egeya Ben HaShmashes, which is a shir by itself. Maybe if they invite me back to speak, we'll talk about that next time. Okay. So, there's a famous Taisus is Kasha, it's in a few places, but the one of them Taisus asks in Shabbos, in Pesachim, in Zvachim, that Taisus asks is a steer between two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Pesachim, on Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara is talking about the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni, which the Pasuk says if a person is Bederach Rechoika, he's too far from the Beis HaMikdash, so he has a psul. He has a p'tur. He doesn't bring Pesach Rishon. He can bring Pesach Sheni. That's one Gemara. And there the Gemara says that from Shkias Hachama until Tzeisa Kechavim, the Gemara says is Kedei Hiloch, the amount of time it takes to walk, Dalin Mil. 4 mil. How long is a mil? So my father would always say, coming from Toronto, that a mil is around a kilometer. Right? That's a bad. Okay. Fine. So a mil is around a kilometer. It's about a mile. A mile is 1.6 kilometers. So you can do the math. So kedei hiloch, the amount of time it takes to walk, 4 mil, that's how long it is from Shkia until Tzeitzah Kechav. There's another brice that the Gemara brings, 5 mil. Okay. How long does it take to walk a mil? There's another big machlokes. Some say 18, some say 24. We'll keep it simple. We're gonna focus on the 18-minute shita. So if it takes 4 mil, from, say, Shkias Hachama, simply that means when the sun goes down, when we can't see the ball of the sun on the horizon, right? If you'd be on the beach, you wouldn't see it, right? That's Shkias Hachama, until Tzeisa Kechavim, when the stars come out. So that takes, the amount of time it takes to walk, 4 mil. A mil is 18 minutes. 4 times 18 is 72. Okay, so that's a Gemara in Pesachim. Tzeis asks the Kasha, that there's another Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, that says that Ben HaShmashes is Shloisha Rivei Mil. Right? There's a tkufa called Ben HaShmashes. It's not day and it's not night. And how long is it? The Gemara says 3/4 of a mil. What's 3/4 of 18? So all the accountants can do it in their head. 3/4 of 18 is 13.5. So the Taisus asks Astira, how long is Ben HaShmashes? One Gemara seems to say 72 minutes. One Gemara seems to say 13.5 minutes. So which one is it? So famous sheet is Rebbe Tam says there's two shkias, that the sun goes down below the horizon at what we call shkia. But it takes 72 minutes until that's complete. Says Rebbe Tam, until, so the first 3.25 mil of the four, of the 4 mil, the first 3.25 mil, Rebbe Tam says, is Vada Yoim. The last 3/4 of a mil, that's Ben HaShmashes. So according to Rebbe Tam, until 58.5 minutes, 3 mil and a quarter, you can drive, you can smoke, you can do it, it's not Shabbos at all. At 58.5 minutes, it starts Ben HaShmashes. If a person smoked or drove, he would bring an Ashim Taloi. And after 72 minutes, after Shkia, would be Vadai Shabbos, and the same Cheshbon would be Moitzai Shabbos as well. That's how Rabbeinu Tam answers this stira. Okay, fine. Now the Vilna Gaon, famous Shita of the Vilna Gaon, which is also the Shita of the Gaonim, and that is Rabbeinu Tam said, the Gaon says, not true, the Gemara that says 72 minutes, 4 mil, is just talking about Tzeis HaKechavim, when the stars come out. That's not day. That's nothing to do with day. It takes from the time the sun goes down till the stars come out, takes 72 minutes. But day is, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, 3/4 of a mil, 13.5 minutes. So the Vilna Gaon says, from when we call Shkia, starts Ben HaShmashes, and 13.5 minutes later, the Gaon says, is Vadai Laila, and let's say Matzah Shabbos, you can also drive. You're never allowed to smoke. But matzah, that's the Vilna Gaon holds 13 and a half minutes after Shkia is Vade Laila, and the Tkufa Ben Hashmash is the three quarters of a mil, is from Shkia, starts from what we call Shkia. Those are the two Iker Shitas. According to the Vilna Gaon, there's no ramification. No, Krishna, according to the Gaon, says it's 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. That's it, you're done. There's no reason. According to the Gaon Pashat, if you would take the Gaon at face value, there's a lot of factors, but then 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, it's Vade Laila for everything. For nothing is it not Laila.
And if you're in Shkia,
you
can still go
15
minutes, what is that?
Oh, very good. So we'll get to that. What's it Negei Shkia? What do we need it for? So we're going to get to that. Very good. Okay. So the question is like this. So the Gaon asks on himself that L'chaira, in the morning, we all know that there's a period from Alisa Shachar till Tzitzikavim, and then it takes 72 minutes for the sun, from the first rays of the sun till the sun comes above the horizon. So what happened? It's the same sun, and it's moving at the same speed. So what happens in the evening? Like, what happens there? So the Gaon asks this, and nevertheless, it's hard to understand. It's a very long Gaon, and the Gaon Kedaki writes very cryptic. But the Gaon basically says that even though, you know, they're not aligned, the morning sun and the evening sun, but nevertheless, that's the halacha. Okay. There is a big kasha of why is there no Ben Hashmashes in the morning? That same suffix that we have from night and day at night, why don't we have the same suffix in the morning? Okay. The kashas on one of the big kashas on Rabbeinu Tam is Rabbeinu Tam was talking in Yerushalayim, right? We bring the Pesach Shein in Yerushalayim, and in the month of Nisan. Right, I have to add one more point. Now, many Pesachim hold that this that we discussed according to Rabbeinu Tam of 72 minutes is lefiha oifik or lefiha zman, which means if you take the oifik of what should be Yerushalayim of what 72 minutes dalad mil is, where the sun is at that point, and you translate that as the sun moves different days of the year, by what we call that, Rabbeinu Tam is going on Pesach, which is the equinox. But you take that around the globe and around the calendar, and each place would be modified, adjust the time according to that. Okay, so one of the big kashas that Pesach asked on Rabbeinu Tam is that Lamaisa, we see that Yerushalayim, we who spent time in Yerushalayim, you see, it doesn't take 72 minutes for the sun to till Tzeisa Kechavim. You see, many stars, the sky is quite dark in Yerushalayim, much earlier than that. That's one of the big kashas. So some say Rabbeinu Tam was talking in France, but that's very hard to say because he was explaining Pshat in a Gemara that's talking about in Yerushalayim. So that is a big issue. Okay, fine. Now, regarding the question, Shimi, that you asked, what's in Negei Shkia according to Rabbeinu Tam? So there's two answers to that. Number one, the Ran says that the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos, Deiraisa, can only be done from Shkia, right? We can be Mekabel Shabbos from Plag. But the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is, the Ran says, is only from Shkia. And that's one halacha. There's another halacha that is a Gemara in Zvachim, Dafin, and Vav, that says, the Gemara of Zvachim Daf and Vav says that Dam is Nifsel B'Shkiyas Achama. And the simple meaning of that Gemara means Tzeis HaKechavim. To which Tosfos asks, why do you need a Pasuk to say that Dam, blood in the Beis HaMikdash, is Nifsal, becomes Pasuk at night? At night, you anyway can't do Zrika. And the next day, it's Pasuk with Lina, because it stayed overnight, there's another Psal. So why do we need a special Pasuk to tell us that Dam is nifsal, that Dam becomes possible when the night comes? And based on this kasha, Tosfos says that Dam is nifsal b'shkia sachama means what we call shkia. So that's another nafkamina. I mean, it wasn't negea the last 2,000 years. Hopefully, Mashiach will come tonight. It'll be negea very soon. So that's another halacha. Okay. What? There's a lot here. I mean, the kashas on both shitas go on and on. There was even someone who had a mahalach to be miyashiv for Rabbeinu Tam, and he went to the Chazanish, and the Chazanish says, "Hashein shtikol teira, aber bevelnish miyashiv zayin Rabbeinu Tam and derevel, and the lemeves will be miyashiv for Rabbeinu Tam." Okay, fine. So, Okay, fine. So that's that. Now another thing is that Rabbi Natan in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Samach Aleph seems to say that he uses the words dalad mil for the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil. But in Hilchos Matzah Shabbos, the Siman Reish Tzadi Gimel Sif Beis, and Hilchos Mila in Yeriday and Siman Reish Samach Beis Sif Vav, the Mechaber says there Gimel Kachavim. So this is a kasha that the Achrayim asked on the Mechaber, why in Hilchos Shabbos he says dalad mil, and there he says Gimel Kachavim. So the Bir Halacha there in the Torah face Re'im wants to say that Enochanami, the Mechaber wasn't sure, and Mele he was Machmer in Friday night he said Dalad Mil, and Matzah Shabbos he was also Machmer and he said Gimel Kachav. That's what he says. They're very interesting parrots. I know, that's a good kasha, but that's the Torah Re'im, right? It goes on and it never ends, and so there's a lot of kashas here, and if we would start asking, we would be here, like I said, until 12 o'clock or longer. Okay, so that's okay. The Bir Halacha says that when you see Gimel Kechavim, you have a right to assume, when you see Gimel Kechavim, Beinanim, medium-sized stars, you have a right to assume that it is Hilchos Dalad Mil, the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil, which means that if you know that it's like we have a watch, that you know that it's not Hilchos Dalad Mil, even though you see 3 kechavim, you know that it's that Shabbos is not ice. There is a very famous Minchas Kayin. He lived in Amsterdam, and he was very bothered that the whole minute time doesn't really fit, and he was very bothered by the whole sugya. And so Rabbi Natan, so the Minchas Kayin says he sees stars in Amsterdam at 50 minutes after Shkia, and there's a lot was written by the Minchas Kayin, and he's a very authoritative position in the sugya. So the Minchas Kayin,
what? You said that if you can't rely on 3 stars, if you have a watch, because you just have to rely on the watch, the 3 stars.
Right. I mean, Bir Halacha is saying that if you don't know, you can rely that and you see 3 stars, you can assume that it's already Kedei Hilchos Dalad Mil. Right. But if you know that it's not Kedei Hilchos Dalad Mil, then you can't rely on the stars. Right. Okay. But then the Bir Halacha brings the Bir Halacha brings the Minchas Kayin that says that Rabbi Natan himself holds that Gimel Kachavim Beinanim is Laila, and the Bir Halacha says that you could be Seimach on him. The Bir Halacha says that you could be Seimach on the Minchas Kayin if Hichsef Elyon Veshavu L'Takta, which means that there's no red on the western side of the sky, that you could be Seimach on that. What exactly on Gimel Kachavim Beinanim is obviously a big discussion. The Bir Halacha brings, I think it brings the Yom Tov, that you have to actually see 2 sizes of stars. 3 of 2 sizes, because if you see small stars and bigger stars, you know for sure that the bigger ones are at least medium-sized stars. Okay, so that's a little bit of the machlokes. Someone claimed that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was here, and he was in Miami Beach, and at 22 minutes after Shkia, he allegedly said that this is Tzeis HaKachavim de Rabbi Natan. Now, it doesn't really make sense if you go outside and you look outside and you understand a little bit of the sugya. The statement was very, very difficult to understand. So I did a little bit more research, and it turned out that what Rabbi Yankov said was that at 22 minutes after Shkia, it's definitely not Tzeis HaKachavim de Rabbi Natan, which is very different from the way it was originally reported. Okay. Now, I found a very interesting sefer. He brings here 7 sheetahs, so I'm only going to talk about 6 of them, of what exactly is the suffix of Bein HaShemashes. What are we not sure about? Okay, so the first sheetah, which is the sheetah of Bein HaTam, Bein HaTam says that Laila, night, is tali in Tzeis Shloshah Kechavim Beinanim, when we see 3 medium-sized stars, and the size of the medium stars is not known to us, and therefore, we're not sure every minute when Bein HaShemashes is. We're not sure when the medium stars come out, and that is the suffix. That's what Rabbi Natan says.
That's only suffix. Kapayas.
And Chanami. So who said by God? Who said HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a doubt? Why couldn't he make a Bein HaShemashes and have a doubt? It's still the whole Bein HaShemashes. Why not? during that time. That's what he made it. Why not? You think Hashem doesn't know what the real, what the truth
is?
It means between the sons. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, one of the many. You just add it on. Kolza Achnes. Okay. Where are we? There's another shita here that, oh, I'm sorry, Tosis in Shabbos Daf Lamed Hey says that the suffix of Bein Hashmoshes is that the shear is to the Hiluch Dalad Mil of an Adam Beinoni, right, of the average person. And the suffix is, how long does the average person take to walk a mil? So we're told that it's 18 minutes, but the suffix of Bein Hashmoshes is it really 18 minutes? And therefore, from 58 and a half minutes until 18, until 72, those 13 minutes, the suffix is, maybe it's already the Kedehiluch Dalad Mil of an Adam Beinoni. Maybe they walk a little bit for that Adam Beinoni. We don't know who he is and what his speed is. The Michlis Kayin says another mahalach of what the suffix is, and he says that the suffix is, we have to see stars, but how do you know whose vision? Right? Some people have better vision than others. And therefore, whose vision, says the Minchas Kayin, is the vision that's going to be Kaveya, that you could see the stars or you can't see the stars. It's interesting to note that in back in the time when things weren't so scheduled with clocks and zmanim and whatever, so it was part of the shimush of a Talmud when he learned by his Rebbe. So many things you need shimushin from a Rebbe. One of the things that the Rebbe had to teach his Talmud was vus heis tinkel, like what's called night, that now we can daven ma'ariv and we can do malacha and whatever. Okay, fine. There's a fourth mahalach from Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar in Megillah Daf Chafam Beis, and he says that the suffix of Bein Hashmoshes is what is causes the night. If it's the lack of the sun being visible, or it's the three stars. That's how he explains. And they brought Bin from Yitzchak. Chavah brings the same thing. I think he has a sefer called something. He has a sefer on this mind. Those three sheikhs are all working within Sheikh Sabina Tam. If you go in the Gain, there's another shita, which is that the suffix is how dark does the sky have to be in order to say that it is, in order to say how dark does the sky have to be to call it night. There's another shita really. We talked about the Tam and the Gain. There's really a third shita, and the third shita is the shita of the Urayim. And the Urayim holds that what we call Shkia is Vaday Laila, and the suffix of Bein Hashmoshes is 13 and a half minutes before that. That's what the Urayim says. And the Urayim seems to say that the suffix of Bein Hashmoshes is the amount of time, the we know that the sun has to be Nichnas Le'uve Harakia, and we're not exactly sure what the position of the sun is, because according to the Urayim, who's learning that the suffix of Bein Hashmoshes is when there's still a sun above the horizon. So the question is, at what point, when we have still a sun, is the sun is still there that we could still see it? At what point is that called Nichnas Be'uvi Arakia, that it's already called Lila? There's another sheet that comes out another Cheshbon according to Rabbi Yaisi, who has a whole different sheet in Bein Hashmoshes, but that's that. But Al Kapanim, these are some of the ideas of Bein Hashmoshes, and it's a sugya that goes on and has many, many ramifications. Friday night, Leil Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, and many, many different things that come out of it. So maybe a different time we'll talk about some of the practical applications that are being negeh Bein Hashmoshes.